Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting third. The third baseman, Rance Mullinix. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting fifth. The DH, Al Oliver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The DH, Nelson Simmons. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a pop-up towards third. Mullinix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby. Grubb reaches second base with a double. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Clancy covering, for the out. Grubb moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullinix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield takes first base on ball four. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Barfield. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Barfield steals second. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg strikes out. Two outs. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops it up and throws to first, with Terrell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rance Mullenix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullenix is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullenix hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mullenix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bell. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Bell steals second. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barfield strikes out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to third. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg strikes out. Parrish drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Eorg out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grubb. The throw from Witt and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. One out. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mosby who is chasing the ball. Brookins reaches third base with a triple. Simmons scores. Trammell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to second. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Fernandez moves to third. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grubb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Witt moves to second. Rick Leach pinch hits for Garth Eorg. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Manuel Lee now playing second base. Nelson Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mosby strikes out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullinix hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Hanke now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Toronto Blue Jays, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.